96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. At first blush, when we think of modern black sororities, we often think about the different colors, the symbolic calls they make across college campuses, even the viral video strolling we see on social media. But tonight, we're looking at a different and indeed unique side of black sisterhood, focusing on better health and living better lives. Later this month, hundreds of women from these storied organizations will be part of the Sister to Sister Sorority Luncheon. We're going to talk about that in just a bit. And joining me to talk about that luncheon are board members Lisa Jason. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha. Dr. Gloria Ivy Crow. She's an OBGYN and member of Delta Sigma Theta. Kendra Glover, member of Zeta Phi Beta. And Aisha Braveboy, attorney and member of Sigma Gamma Rho. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
And if you want to participate in this conversation, you can certainly give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Let's get right into it. And I need to say that earlier I said you don't have to be a member to participate, but actually you do have to be a member to participate in this event coming up later this month. So, Lisa, I'll start with you.
Okay.
What is the purpose of bringing these black female organizations together?
Okay, thank you. Well, for a number of years, we've always been told, as far as like the sorority, that women sororities don't get along. Alpha Kappa Alpha, Delta, Zeta, Sigma Rho. They're saying that they pretty much treat us like gang members. Like, we just don't get along. And that is so not the case. I have plenty of girlfriends, a lot of close friends who are Delta, Zeta, Sigma, Gamma Rho. And we, in this particular, this luncheon, this is what this is about. This is about us getting along, circling the dollars. This is the thing that we need to focus on and to allow people to know that we are not only focused on just our colors. Mm-hmm. It's not just about the colors. It's about we as black women understanding the things that's going on in the community today.
So even like you said, you know, there is that stereotype that they don't get along. And
yes,
you said that you have friends. But isn't it true that you often have the Deltas and the Zetas and Sigma Gamma Rho sitting in your back seat when you're driving, not letting them sit up front? I'm just kidding. yeah, full disclosure for those who don't know, I'm a member of Cap Alpha Psi, so I'm part of the group too. But, you know, I think, you know, Lisa does make, you know, an important point, Dr. Crow, in that this unity seems to at least stereotypically been lacking. But isn't it possible that during this event and even beyond events like this, that it is really important that this sisterhood go beyond the organizations when it comes to health and
absolutely
wellness?
Talk absolutely to me about that. I get a unique opportunity in that I get to take care of all these different sorors from all the different sororities. So I come to get a chance to see them in a different light. But this luncheon is a chance for women all over the DMV to come together. We're not worried about colors. They can come and represent their colors, but we're trying to show them that we can do it cohesively as a group. We have the same goals. We have the same ideals. We want to be out there supporting each other's businesses.
Yes.
It's not about what sorority we belong to. It's about us individually trying to come together as a group to support all the different sororities out there. So I'm looking forward to it. I think we all are looking forward to it. I got to go about 3 years ago. It was a great experience. I hadn't been in one before. I'm sure looking forward to this one. We've got a lot of things planned for everybody.
We do.
So we're looking forward for people to come on out.
And you mentioned something that I thought was kind of interesting. Aisha Braveboy, who is on the phone, because she does have a wealth issue. You like twisted your ankle because of a high heel. Is that correct?
No, it was not a high heel. I was walking my little pooches and I slipped.
I hope that you do, you know, recover, which is the reason that you're not here. But Dr. Crowe made an interesting point when she talked about supporting each other's businesses. And certainly as a former Maryland delegate, you understand the importance of connecting not only as it relates to government, but also as it relates to supporting each other economically. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when I chaired the Legislative Black Caucus, and we had a big focus on strengthening minority-owned businesses and also women-owned businesses, and so everyone can play a role in that. And it wasn't just me as a member of Sigma Gamma Rho, but we had members who are from all of the other NPHC sororities who worked very hard to ensure that we had a strong legislative agenda around business and that we worked together to push and make sure that that legislation got passed. And I also want to say, as a former elected official and hope to be soon elected for another office in the future, I relied very heavily not just on my sorority, but all of the other sororities. And they have always been very supportive of me, and I've been supportive of candidates from other Greek-lettered organizations. And so we all have to work together to make sure that we support each other as sisters. We're sisters first, and then we have our sororities that we affiliate with. But the bond that brings us together is that we are women. We are women who have gone through similar experiences, similar trials and tribulations, and we are united.
Mm-hmm.
And we celebrate each other, and we have to support each other.
Absolutely.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the sister-to-sister sorority luncheon. This is happening later on this month. It's happening on June 17th, 2017. It's going to be at the Greenbelt Marriott Hotel. That's Saturday, June 17th. If you want more information, it is can be found online at sororityluncheon.com. By the way, I wanted to mention that the founder of this sorority luncheon is our own beloved Taylor Thomas, who is in the room now and silent, which is unusual. but we certainly, you know, salute her for, you know, being the brainchild for this. Now, Kendra, you're a member of Zeta Phi Beta. Talk to me about the networking piece that'll come from this, particularly when you're talking about women and Black sororities who need to come back into the fold.
Yes. Yeah, so the international president for Zeta Phi Beta Sorority always says that when you get to heaven, God won't ask you what color do you wear. Mm-hmm. He's going to ask you, what did you do for my people? So this is not about competition with us. The only thing we should be competing in is step shows. And, of course, Zetas would win, of course.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to scoot over just a little bit.
Watch out.
But even at that, so we come together and we invite everyone. You don't have to be a financial member of your organization to attend. We actually promote that all members come so that maybe it can spark a light to get you to remember when you were cross those burning sands way back in college and make you want to be active again.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, talk to me a little bit about why this is really important for the members of the organization to return to the fold. Because you made an interesting point in the beginning when you were talking about the stereotype about Black women not really getting along. And, you know, some people would say, is it a stereotype?
Well, you know, some people would actually say that it is a stereotype, but it's 2017. It's time for us to break that cycle. I mean, if I see a Delta on the side of the road, she's in need because I'm an AKA, am I not going to help her?
Mm-hmm. Well?
Well, I would.
Okay. I want to get you on the record.
Yes, you can have me on the record. That's fine. So I think that, again, we as women need to not really focus on our sorority colors. We need to focus on just women, period. How can we uplift each other? How can we help each other? How can we promote each other's businesses? That should be the main focus.
Mm-hmm. And the same question to you, Dr. Crowe, you know, as a as a more seasoned member of your organization than Lisa is of hers. How do you think that the relationship between Black women has changed from, you know, the time when you were in all the way up until 2017? And why is it important for us to acknowledge that?
Well, I think it's changed tremendously. Right in Loudoun County, there's many events that we all come together on. We try to support each other's events, panhandle. So once upon a time, a lot of what we thought that we experienced maybe in college with catfighting kind of among the sorority sisters, you don't see that anymore. Right. We're not about that anymore. We are a more seasoned group for sure. Age brings wisdom and, of course, more experience. And so you don't see that. We don't see that in Loudoun County at all. Mm-hmm. Kendra, she participates in our events. We participate in hers, panel, everyone. The nice thing, of course, is we want people to come out. We're going to have vendors out there to represent. We're going to have vendors that are going to do all kinds of stuff. We're going to have black art, hair products, accessories. And even we're going to have somebody out there doing some smart lipo.
Some what?
Some smart lipo, you know, the new way to get rid of some of those extra little rolls.
Smart?
Smart lipo. Smart, not your mother's lipo. Liposuction. New yeah. way to look at things. Mm-hmm. We'll have a vendor out there who will showcase his product. Yeah. So come on out, mm-hmm. ladies. You can get whatever you need from A to Z.
I know. And it's summer. About, summer's coming up.
That's right. You want to get in those bikinis.
Summer is here.
Get ready.
It's all about recycling that black dollar back into the black community.
Okay. I have to know where you were going with the recycling thing. It's all about recycling lipo.
Right. Right. We won't be recycling that, though.
But seriously, health is also a major concern.
It is.
Because We still know that black women are suffering disproportionately from issues such as, you know, breast cancer.
Absolutely.
As we're talking about dealing with hysterectomies and all kinds of other things. So I would imagine there is going to be a health portion to this.
There will be. There'll be a health portion, and we'll try to talk a little bit about a common factor that affects every woman is stress. And that stress, if untreated, mm-hmm. can go into depression. So that's an area that we'll spend a little bit of time, something that affects everybody. Everybody in that room at some point has had a little bit of stress in some form or fashion, a little bit of depression, and all of that all goes to mental health. So we're going to cover that. We're there to supply whatever the woman needs that day. We're going to look at a lot of different areas. We're going to have fashion. We're going to have a lot of different things.
Yes.
So health will definitely be a portion of it.
And we'll also be discussing financial issues. There will be someone there who is going to do a presentation on finance.
Oh, and I do want to talk about that, too. But the thing I really think is important before we take a break, Aisha, talk to us about the political ramifications of something like this. Certainly, we are in unusual political times right now. Mm-hmm. And suffice it to say that black women are a huge voting bloc, although certainly not monolithic. Share with me your thoughts about how this gathering can impact the political process.
Well, let me just say this. Yes, black women are not monolithic. However, black women are the single largest voting demographic. We vote, mm-hmm. we outvote every other demographic. And in the last election, about 95% of us voted for the Democratic candidate for president. And had the rest of the country listened to us, we would be in a much better place than we are right now. So I say that we have an opportunity to lead. We have an opportunity to show what unity and strength can do. We did, when you vote in a block, you show that strength and that power of the vote. When you force candidates to begin to address issues that matter to you. I was a delegate for the Democratic National Convention for Hillary, and when I saw the mothers of murdered children on the stage, and one of them was my sorority sister's mom, who actually became a soror, Sandra Bland, when I saw that, what I knew was that black women had flex their muscles, their strength, united across sorority lines and non-Greeks too, and said, we are going to be we're going to stand up and be counted, and our issues are going to be on the platform of a major party. And that is what we can do when we work together. So I look forward to us continuing the dialogue, getting more involved in politics. We have to. We have a very strong voice, one that needs to be heard, and we can do that if we work together.
Oh, well said. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Sister to Sister Sorority Luncheon. It's coming up on Saturday, June 17th. It's going to be at the Greenbelt Marriott. If you are a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Delta Sigma Theta Zeta Phi Beta Sigma Gamma Rho, these are the ladies of the Divine Nine, the black sororities and fraternities organization. Certainly you are welcome to come. So I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the health aspect of this particular event. Mental health, physical health, sexual health. But, yeah. Yeah, Dr. Crow's here, so, you know, there's no way to get around it when you're talking about that. So listen, stay with us, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program, and we will be taking phone calls in just a bit. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue in just a moment. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment.